Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of the comment section. I'm Serena, and here I'm joined by...
Hey, I'm Kiana.
Today we have a bunch of topics to talk about. So we're going to start off with the one that's been on our mind the biggest, the Joe Sanegato essay allegations.
My king, too. It's like really upsetting.
I know. We have a personal love for him, so this one's kind of hard on us.
We started this podcast, like, knowing that we were, like, eventually get a morph into them.
Yeah. So. Become them, talk about them, all of that. Yeah.
Smack the mic.
Anyways, so a viral TikTok claims that Joe Sanegato was groped on stage during the Basement Yard live show in Washington, D.C. Mind you, this is all alleged. Neither Joe or Frank have come out and talked about it yet, so everything right now is currently alleged. So the clip describes a woman invited up to play Flip Club who allegedly grabbed his stuff, in quotations.
Yep. I saw that.
While the crowd watched, venue bans filming, so no direct video of the act actually was taken. It was more so afterwards. You can see the, like, flustered look on Joe's face. You can tell he kind of wants to walk away, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I saw something that said that he, like, voiced that he didn't, like, he was like,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't
hear
about
that.
He
was like, I didn't like that. Well, I saw it on TikTok, so I don't know if it's true or not, but
yeah,
I saw
everything we say with grain of salt.
Yeah, I saw something, and it was like, it was like a girl like talking about it, and it was like Joe was like no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because he also has a girlfriend.
Yeah, he Nicole, I'm sure her name is, I think, yeah, it's Nicole.
Wish
I'm pretty
it was
sure
me,
I know, baby, I know. But yeah, no, Nicole, even without the girlfriend, that's a horrible thing to do. Like,
well, no, I feel like though, like, I feel like his immediate reaction could have been like, that does sound pretty plausible, because like, I feel like when men have a girlfriend, they're immediately like, my girlfriend's going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even before putting themselves first.
Yeah, before he even thought, like, how this is a situation that I'm uncomfortable, he probably immediately thought, this is a situation that's going to make her uncomfortable.
Yeah. I feel like that's easier to say,
too. Yeah, for sure. I also saw, because there was two women up there on stage playing Flip Cup, one who was the alleged groper, and the second girl, she was wearing, like, a green crop top flannel thing. I saw her post on TikTok and basically confirmed that, like, yes, this happened, and she just put out a statement saying how awful it is and how you shouldn't do that. Like, no matter the celebrity, man, woman, anybody. Like,
the whole just concept of it is crazy to me, because I went to the Basement Yard show mm-hmm. in the summer, and the whole, like, that Flip Cup scene thing mm-hmm. is, like, I saw that. And I was like, that's so weird, because I can actually picture it, because, like, I was,
for
like,
sure.
I've seen the show, you know what I mean?
Well, I remember I also went to the Basement Yard show, not the exact one. I went about 2 years ago, I want to say. And there was so many hagglers. I remember there was, like, multiple points where Frank and Joe had to be like, okay, guys, like, we love you too, but you're going to have to calm down. Like, one woman was screaming, like, oh, Frank, check your Instagram. I'm DMing you. He literally out loud went, ew, and the whole crowd booed her. It was
funny. Yeah, we had, because I went in August, I believe, and we had, like, a bunch of people who were, like, coming out and, like, yelling things too. But for us, it was more like, they were like, it was kind of just Joe being like, shut up, like,
yeah.
Like in a joking, like in a Joe way.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely hear that. All right, so the conversation at hand. So a lot of people defend Joe, obviously, and call it sexual assault, regardless of gender. But a lot of other people downplay it because he's a male comedian. So I think this is important conversation for, like, boundaries, consent, and fan entitlement during the live shows. Like, what do you think about that?
Well, I actually, the only things I've seen about it are people like, coming out to defend him immediately, being
yeah.
like, you guys are sick. Like, I saw this one girl, the first time I heard about it, it was that video that I think that he said, like, he didn't like it, whatever, and then I saw a different girl, like, right under, and she was just, like, it was weird the way she said it. She was, like, if I ever saw that, I would find her, and like, whatever. Like, she's, like, basically, like, not directly, like, pretty indirectly threatening her, and she was just, like, no one can do that to my Joe, and, like, whatever. So, yeah. Honestly, all I've seen is people being, like, how could you do that to him? Like,
mm-hmm.
we love him.
I've seen some comments, but mind you, this is, like, kind of rage baiting and stuff. Who knows if these people actually very much so believe this. I've seen a lot of comments being, like, oh, he probably liked it. He's a man, like, blah, 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 which is, like, absolutely insane.
That.
Again, I don't know if they're, like, actual real accounts or anything, or, like, just, again, rage baiters coming for it. But yeah, I've seen a couple saying that, you know, he's a man, he probably liked it, which is obviously horrendous and not the case
yeah,
at
crazy.
All.
Especially Joe, too. Like, he's not, like, it's not like he's, like, it's not right for anyone, but it's also not, he's not in touch with anything sexual. Like, nothing about their show is, like, sex.
Yeah,
like, you
know
what
I know.
I mean? Like, it's a crazy thing to say, especially about him.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely insane. So I guess our key takeaways from this one is that all performers deserve like respect, boundaries, and a way to like have an outlet without basically like being afraid like to get harassed.
Not putting themselves, but having others put them in danger.
Yeah, for sure.
And the thing that sucks about it too is like, I feel like a thing that we as avid Basement Yard fans like that their shows are interactive. Like you saw it, I saw it. We both saw two different shows and they were both interactive. Yeah. And I think that's a huge part of it that people like.
For sure.
It feels like you're not just like it feels like you're part of it. You know what I mean? And for people to go and like allegedly do that, it's like, well, now you're ruining that for everyone else too.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I guess there's going to be a point where they're not going to do that because they're going to feel unsafe.
Yeah. Like who knows what will happen like at the next one. Mind you, I do think that this coming out and everyone being so like on this girl and like kind of demanding justice for him, I feel like that will put us in a place where people think a little bit more before doing. Obviously it's not going to keep us completely safe. People are crazy, you know.
Yeah. Well, shoot, I'm probably gonna go out on a limb here and say she was also hammered.
Yeah, that's a good,
like, which obviously doesn't excuse these things, but like we obviously know that people act somewhat out of character when under the influence.
So maybe even enforce like a drink limit at these kind of shows. Like,
well, the thing is, like, either like it's kind of hard, like it's the same, any place that has a smart serve has a drink limit.
Yeah,
it doesn't really necessarily stop you. They don't know what happened to you before.
Yeah, that's, you know, completely, I mean? Fair. Yeah,
it's just like, unfortunately, it's just something that you have to put into the trust of other people that they're just like, drinking isn't gonna excuse them to go and commit crimes. You know,
I do feel like this won't stop them for having like having that interaction part of that show. Like,
see, that's,
I don't
the thing.
Think
I really hope not, which, yeah, is, I really, like, hope not kind too. Of unfair for me to say because they might not feel very safe after that, but I hope not, because that's one of the reasons I like the show so much.
Well, that's a part of the reason why people get so excited for going. You never know if you're going to a Basement Yard show and then you're going to be brought on stage and get to like give Frank a hug, you know what I mean? Like, you never know. So yeah, like if them taking away that part of the show would make it very not great.
Yeah, especially for people too who, like, you had a really emotional time when you met Joe.
I did, everyone.
And like, I feel like it's not embarrassing.
I sobbed my eyes out to Joe Santagato.
As you should. I wish I could say the same.
That's fair.
I sobbed my eyes out to him on my TV.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
that's fair.
Been there. But even like that, I feel like it takes away from, like, I just hope that them, like, they understand that they're, like, most of their fans are people who are going to react like you did.
Yeah.
And not grope them.
And I hope that they do know that. And I'm sure that they do, because, again, they've been on these shows for a while now. They've been everywhere. You know, they're selling out Madison Square Garden. They know how many people love them and appreciate them for their craft and their humor, rather than, I'm going to say, desperate women out there grabbing their crotch. Like,
yeah, that's so crazy. I wish there was a video of that.
I know. I'm confused how there isn't, I'm not going to lie, because yes, videos are banned, but like, I'm not going to lie, I was taking videos,
the
whole time at that show. So I'm really surprised that was the one moment that nobody captured.
But that's kind of rare that they say like all videos are prohibited. It's usually just flash.
Yeah, like, everyone was taking videos, and it was not an issue at the show. Like, there was security guards everywhere. No one said anything to anyone.
I doubt there's no video. Like, I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it hasn't come to spotlight. Or maybe it's just not, like, you can't post that or something. Maybe that's under some kind of violation.
Or some people could also just not care.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
very
like,
true.
If honestly, if I had the video, I wouldn't come out and say I had the video either.
Yeah, that's,
I'm not getting myself involved in this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but other people think that might be money for them. That might be news outlets wanting that video. Like,
yeah, but I guess I have more faith in the fact that people are normal.
Yeah, I don't really have too much faith in the fact,
like,
that people are normal.
Like, I don't think you or I would post it to like exploit either party.
No,
you know what I mean?
For
like,
sure not.
But I show each other and be like, this did happen.
Yeah,
and I probably tell a couple people, but yeah, like, we're not gonna go and post and like, for what?
But that's us personally. We would also never allegedly grope Joe Santagato, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
But you can't generalize people like that. Like, there are people like us.
No, for sure. I just think out of everyone that would be there, I am surprised that nobody was in it for the money. But like, again, it is like very big fans, you know. I can't see anyone disliking the Basement Yard and then going there. Like,
yeah,
they do have
saying.
Very strong supporters, you're right. We all have, I feel like, a lot of heart for them. Like,
yeah, oh,
these are
course.
Our boys.
And like, you can even tell too, the shows are crafted for I don't want to like take it down to long-term viewers, but viewers who at least care enough to know what they're talking about, you know what I mean? Like, even it just goes to show the way they announced the Basement Yard. Remember how they made that whole video of how they chose the name The Basement Yard.
Yeah.
That was, like, very emotionally touching us fans.
I cried.
Yeah, it was, like, his mom being, like, I know. Whatever. And, like, I feel like they know that. They know that that's the people that they're putting on shows for. So I feel like, going back to what you said, I hope it doesn't take away from their, like, interactive part of the show, because I hope that they know that they're most of their... I'm going to go out on a limb and say most of their fans are in it for that.
Yeah, I do agree. Oh, side note, kind of on this topic, but you know how people... Have you seen on TikTok people going through their subscription history and going to, like, one of their very first YouTubers they followed? I went and I found Sanagato TV that has zero videos on it now, and I was like... Yo, I'm an OG. Yeah, I'm an OG. Sanagato TV.
I was thinking about it the other day. How did we discover Joe?
We discovered Joe in elementary school. That's horrible. But he through his people on the internet videos, through his... Do you remember?
Idiots of the Internet.
Idiots of the Internet, yeah.
I still watch those.
And then we would come to school being like, yo, get a load of this. This is so funny. Yeah,
because we even liked Keith. Ew.
We loved Keith. I still love Keith, yeah. But he was such a pivotal part. Because
we watched all those, like, what'd you say's and, like, all those videos. Like, when he used to do videos with his brothers and his sister and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was my shit.
See, I may not watch every episode of The Basement Yard just because I don't watch too many podcasts. Like, I'll definitely, like, tone in for a podcast sometimes. But the Sanagato Studios videos, I watch every single one. Like, those kind of go back to his OG videos, it feels like, you know?
Yeah, honestly, for me, I think that I'm the opposite. I don't watch those because it doesn't feel the same as it used to, and it makes me sad. But I do, like, I get into phases with podcasts, for sure. Like, I don't love them, as we're doing one. but I don't know, like, I get into phases, but especially for them, it's kind of more like if I'm cooking or something, and, like, I just feel like laughing. Like, I feel like I've had a hard day or a long day, and I want to laugh. For sure. That's what I'm putting on.
When I need something unserious, which is honestly most of the time, I like keeping my, like, media content and, like, when it comes to entertainment, when I specifically just want to be entertained, I'm putting something lighthearted on. Like, I just want to laugh and relax, you know?
Yeah, like, even if it's me, I find, too, that I've had, like, when I've had a very bad day, I kind of just, like, turn everything off and just watch Joe, like, hit the microphone and prank, like, talk about his wife. And then it just is, like, I don't know, it makes me feel better.
Yeah, Tyomox.
So, more Tyomox.
Tyomox.
That's so copyrighted by the... See, but this is what I mean, though. Like, hopefully, but I'm rather not going to hear us. But these are the people that love you, Joe. Us, not the people
we
that
love you.
He is a baddie.
What do you mean?
He is a baddie. Like, not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, he fine.
Yeah, he fine. But he I'm fine. Personally not going to grope him.
Yeah, no, personally, like, me neither. So you're safe from that, Joe.
Yeah. We love you, Joe. And Frank.
And Frank. All right. Speaking of crazy media content, Sam Pepper's Diwali incident with fireworks. So, do you know anything about that, really?
No.
No? Okay. Well, basically, this incident took place on October 20th, 2025, during Diwali celebrations in New Delhi, India. So basically, Sam Pepper, I know you don't know too much about him. He does a lot of pranks and stuff like that on YouTube.
Still? It's still a thing?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? You say still? He is 36 years old. He has been doing this since he was, like, 20. And
I'm just surprised that pranking videos are still a thing.
Yeah, he's been in the controversial light for a while for a lot of his videos. It's gotten less bad, but in the past, he did do a lot that was, like, very questionable. Well, I guess not in the past, because we're going to talk about what happened on the 20th. So, basically, Sam Pepper was filming a fireworks battle with a local group when a firework he launched...
Wait, what does that mean? Because I read what you put down for today's show, but I was just like, what is a fire... Like, what does that mean?
I think they were goofing around, trying to hit each other, but, like, the people in the group kind of thing, which is obviously not smart, but, you know, it's between, like, everyone who consented to it. So, that part, I think if you actually did it outside of everyone else, like the public, then they'd be okay. But unfortunately, that's not what happened. And Sam Pepper reportedly hit an 8-year-old girl in the eye. And after doing that, you could hear people in the background screaming, "She's blind, she's blind." And Sam Pepper reported back saying that he did not, in fact, hit her eye. He hit the top of her eyebrow. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I think, just in general, these prank videos are getting way out of hand. I think that, like, who needs a firework battle? What are we doing?
It's just, you know what? It's interesting for me to see it because I have seen a lot of the celebrations. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, they're having a good time, they're whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've seen, like, pretty unsafe fireworking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, in person. So, I don't know, like, I feel like I wouldn't even boil it down to it just being a prank. I think kind of, like, unfortunately, it just depends on who's doing it, that it just ends up being mm-hmm. unsafe. Because, like, that's the reason. Well, also noise complaints, but there's a lot of cities or, like, municipalities that have fireworks actually are banned.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I think Waterloo's not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. Hmm. Unless I'm wrong. I don't know. But I'd like...
Yeah, I'm not too sure about the laws
for
that.
For some reason, I thought that... I'm checking it.
Okay. She's looking it up, y'all.
I'm from Brampton, guys. And they're very much banned there.
They're, like, completely banned in Brampton?
Yeah, but no one actually listens.
Yeah.
But it's just because, like, obviously there's a very heavy Indian population. So mm-hmm. it's, like, the celebrations are extravagant.
Yeah.
Like, they shut down roads. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it does have to do with noise, but just... in life, like, just seeing it, I've seen people get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, like, obviously nobody's trying mm-hmm. to do... Well, I don't know, but, like, I've seen, like, some... Like, I've seen... And, like, people involved, obviously, mm-hmm. like, not, like, really bystanders, but, like, I've seen people be injured for sure.
Yeah.
By them. Like, I want to say almost every year.
Yeah. Did you figure out if it's...
Sorry, I got legal. Distracted. And you're stopped, okay. I think.
She stopped looking up if it was legal.
No, see, they're not banned in Waterloo, which is just so interesting because they're banned in, like, Brampton, Vaughan, I'm pretty sure. Like, they're banned in a bunch of places.
You know what's funny, though? I feel like I never see them in Waterloo. I can't remember the last time I've seen fireworks.
Well, the other day, I knew it was Diwali because I just know. Like, yeah. I know when the time is. Like, I'm very familiar with the,
mm-hmm.
I don't, like, festival? Is it a festival? Was it classified as a festival? I don't know.
I'm not
but
too
I'm very
sure,
familiar honestly. With it, so I know when it is, and I heard... Yeah. I heard the fireworks from my apartment, and my roommates were like, what the hell was that? And I was like, oh, it's Diwali.
It's Diwali. Y'all aren't used to this?
Yeah. So, I don't know. But anyway, back to the Sam Pepper.
I do think for him, this was a little bit of a stupid move. I think you have to make sure, when you are somebody in the spotlight, I'm not even going to say famous, because not a million people, or actually, I don't know how many followers he has, but...
I was just going to say, I didn't know.
He does have... Let me just look up quickly. I want to know... how many subscribers he has on YouTube real quick. And I know he actually got banned on, was it Twitch he got banned on the other day? Oh no, it was a streaming platform called Kick. I've never heard of that. It's a crypto platform and they banned him after the incident. I think his YouTube channel might be banned as well because I'm not finding him. All I found was like an art. Oh, no, 2.3 million subscribers. Yeah. So.
For pranks?
Yeah. He's been around for a while. When I was young, weird. I was a fan of him.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was young.
Canceled.
Bye, Serena. Yeah, but no, he, as someone with a very big following, and I feel like the following is mainly, I want to say, young naive men, I feel like you have to be a little bit careful with the content you put out there and the safety of everyone around you, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm honestly trying to wrap my head around the fact that pranks are still a thing. I feel old.
Yeah.
Why does that sound so crazy to me? Am I expired?
Well, it's not our demographic. Like, we're not gonna see a lot of pranks in our feed because that's not what we're really interested in.
Yeah, no, but honestly, when I was younger, like, I was never really interested in pranks either, but when I was younger, I used to go on YouTube, and it was like, do you remember Prank vs. Prank?
Oh my god, yes.
Loved them, first of all. Hated the pranks, loved them, though.
I don't even remember what pranks they did, I just remember loving them.
It was just stupid shit, stupid stuff, and it was, like, I don't know, but I was just, like, I used to see it all the time, like, it was inescapable, and I didn't even like pranks, and now, like, I haven't seen nothing about a prank in a very long time.
See, I think the difference between pranks then and pranks now is, like, prank versus prank, I'm pretty sure theirs was, like, stuff like, oh, putting toothpaste in my girlfriend's shampoo, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, but regardless, though, like, mm-hmm. I'm just generalizing, I guess. But, like, because mm-hmm. I also am having trouble understanding how a firework battle is even a prank. What is it, what?
Me too. A lot of his ideas, I feel like, are more, let's have fun and do this silly thing and kind of call it a prank.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I feel with him. That's what he does.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the real questions for this one here, first one being, why does influencer culture keep escalating stunts for views? So why do you think every year, like I was saying before, prank videos used to be, you know, putting toothpaste in my girlfriend's shampoo. Why do you think now there's such a serious and, like, dramatic thing?
Honestly, I don't think they're real.
What, like, do you mean?
I don't think the pranks are real. I think they're entirely staged.
You think so?
Yes. I've always thought that. Well, even, like, then, because, like you said, like, you had that Sam and Colby.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk, like, do you want, because I was going to use that as an example. Do you want to just give a little refresher on that?
Sure. So, I was just gonna refer to the Sam and Colby situation of 2015 when Sam Pepper, who was actually in it, released a video titled something like Killing My Best Friend Prank, in which Colby appears to be killed in front of, I don't know how to say his last name.
Sam Goldback.
Yeah, in front of Sam Goldback. There's two Sams in this situation, so yeah. It gets confusing, the story. So basically the scenario, their car is stopped, they're kidnapped, tied up on a rooftop, a masked guy fires a gun at Colby, Sam pleads, screams, visibly upset, then Colby reveals it was a prank. A lot of people, there was a lot of backlash saying that it was cruel and vile, and honestly, after watching the video, like, I understand it could be completely staged, and they came out afterwards saying it was, but that was after all the backlash, and, like, I don't know, he looked so, like, that's how I would react if that happened to us, kind of thing.
Yeah, but he knows that. I believe it was fake, too. There's no way. First of all, I've just never believed in any pranks. I think they're mm-hmm. all staged. I think it's all stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. But, like, it's hard to explain because they were a lot younger at the time. They had a very small following.
That was, like 10 years ago. So.
Yeah, and, like, I've been watching them for a very long time. And mm-hmm. when I started watching them, I watched all their old videos because I just, mm-hmm. like, couldn't get enough. I need to watch all of it. And I just, there's no part of me that believes that in any way Sam thought that wasn't fake.
Yeah.
Even if he wasn't in on it, there mm-hmm. is no way that he didn't know that was a prank. Like, if you just see the shit that they would do,
mm-hmm.
it's just not, like, no, I don't think it was real at all.
Well, I was never, like, a crazy fan, so I never watched them. That was the only prank video that I watched because it was under such scrutiny. And in it, it just seems like if I was him, I definitely get what you're saying. Like, he should know how his friends are. Like, you should know that this is a prank. At the same time, like, they were just getting, like, very famous at that point.
Yeah, and scary things happened. What can they do to make themselves even more famous? They said in that podcast they gained, like, 100,000 followers from that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, that was the first time I really, not heard about them. I knew who they were, but, like, first time I cared.
Yeah, like, they knew that that was going to get them. They said in that podcast that
mm-hmm.
is, like, it's, like, the first video that comes up when you search mm-hmm. it up. They said, they were like, we saw Sam Pepper, we were like, holy shit, that guy's big, like, we're mm-hmm. not, we're whatever, let's try and do a collab with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to do a collab, that was a collab they decided to do, they knew what it would get.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the video too, it is so unbelievably fake. Like, you're telling
me. See, I didn't think so when I watched it.
Look at how properly it's filmed. You're telling me there was a tripod directly in front of him and he wouldn't think that that's fake, like, even if he wasn't involved?
The mask was on when he realized that it was fake. Well, I'm going to say, like, not when he realized it was fake. In the video, when he appears, like, he realizes that this is a prank, that's when his mask comes off. The mask is on the entire time before it, isn't it?
No, it's not. I just watched it. That's when Colby's mask comes off, is when he tells him it's a prank. Sam's doesn't have a mask because he can see. The whole point is that he's seeing it happen.
So I guess you are right. What's his tripod say?
Yeah, like, I never have believed in pranks, but that one especially, like, when you brought it up mm-hmm. to me, I watch it, it's not, and I just know the nature of their videos. It's mm-hmm. That was not real. Like, that is just not real.
Do you think that they were expecting the backlash for it too? Like, do you think that that was kind of part of their plan as well? That everyone's going to be like, how dare you do this to your friend?
Yeah, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing. That's just as easy as it is. It doesn't matter if they like you or not. That's how they gain. They said, like, whenever that podcast was, I'm actually not sure when it was filmed. But Sam comes out and he says that, like, that is still one of the biggest things, like, the most attention, mm-hmm. I want to say, there's a proper word for it, but I don't remember,
mm-hmm.
That they've gotten from something.
Yeah.
Was that, like, that quickly?
Yeah. So, another question, do you think it's, like, people should do that? Do you think it's worth it, like, to make those big dramatic?
Like, to each their own, honestly, mm-hmm. Whatever you think you're capable of doing that would work, like, go ahead, as long as it's not actually harming anyone, which it wasn't, you know, what I mean, like, there's just no part of that could be real.
Yeah,
you know,
I think, I mean? Under the lens that was fake, I think it's honestly a very smart media move to
of
make
course it is.
Yeah, because, like,
it's the thing that's, like, whatever, what can get me the most attention, unfortunately, it's usually bad. But yeah. if it's bad, you're probably going to get more attention than you would if it were good, which is, like, a sad truth, but it's a truth nonetheless.
I'm surprised that they actually came out afterwards and said it wasn't real, like, for that reason. Because I feel like when you have that question up in the air, that makes people, like, investigate, eyes on you for so much longer. Even though they did get, like, a lot of popularity from that, like, I'm surprised that they did in the end say that it was a prank. Maybe the backlash was getting so bad that it was, like, people wouldn't watch kind
of
thing.
Honestly, what I heard out of Sam was that, because they said that to prepare for it, Sam, you know, he, like, made himself cry on command for a bunch of, for, like, a couple weeks, like, tried his best. He said that the half an hour before they filmed it, he sat in the car alone, like, listening to sad music, trying to put himself into the mental state that Colby was about to get kidnapped. Which is, like,
imagine having to prepare to feel like I died. Imagine, like, having to knock on wood.
Yeah, like he said, he was like, I sat there and Colby was like, yeah, like, he was, like, convincing himself I was gonna die.
Oh my God.
Okay, like, but whatever. I think people just, I think people got a lot of, like, they got a lot of attention to it from people because, like, everybody, first of all their fans, especially at the time, knew how close friends they actually were. So I think that they knew that. They knew that those were their fans, and they knew that anybody who talks about them who, you know, like, might not know a lot about them, if they talk about them to someone who is a fan, what's the first thing the fan's going to say? Their best friends.
Yeah.
And then it's going to make that video even more like, oh, wow, what a good, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think it was just a smart move. It worked.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have millions of followers now. Like, they've also been... I just also think it's a little silly to think about these things because, like, they have both been arrested.
Really?
Sam also broke his back in an investigation.
Ouch.
Yeah, like, they've done such stupid stuff that
they're very, like, wild people.
Yeah, and, like, obviously, you know, they make ghost investigation videos. You know, who knows what's real and what's not and whatever. But their videos before that were just breaking into abandoned places.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, they've been arrested... I'm pretty sure they've been arrested once, but they've been, like, chased by cops and stuff a million times. And, like, obviously, who knows if that's real, but I find that to be the most, like, crazy thing that could be talked about them. Like, I find the prank thing a little, like, silly. They've literally been arrested.
See, I think this the thing about them getting arrested is, like, usually it's for, like, a very small crime. Like, them breaking into abandoned buildings and stuff like that. And they have more than enough money to get them off scot-free. No,
For sure. But the thing is, like, it's also they're that much more, like, I feel like authorities would be that much more irritated by them because they've gotten, because allegedly they've gotten into trouble for this so many times now.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
To a point where it's gonna bother anyone.
Yeah, you know, for sure. I feel like they do travel a lot for it too, so it's like, it's not like they're hitting the same spot all the time, so it's gonna keep them out of that, like, wow, look how much you do, this kind of lens.
Yeah, but then again, they're also in the public eye. One search could show what
they do. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially back in the day. Like, now their videos are a production, excuse me. And, you know, they do say that they're not allowed to be in these places, but I kind of doubt it because they're such a production, it's just not possible to not be seen.
Yeah.
But their old videos, like in, I want to say 2019, stuff like those years back in the day. It was like they would run through, like, an abandoned water park, and Sam would be filming with, like, a little shitty Canon camera. They didn't have any equipment yet. That's the stuff that I thought was the most real.
Well, those were the things that I remember when I was young. I loved, like, abandoned video, like, abandoned building videos. I can't speak. Anyways, yeah, so I knew them for that a bit, but I was never, like, I didn't consistently watch them. They'd come up on my feed and stuff.
Yeah, like, I've seen every video they've ever put out.
And see, ghost videos, I'm okay with you lying a bit. I know you're going to lie a bit.
Yeah, but it's entertaining.
Give me a little something. Make me be like, what was that? Yeah, like, you know?
I fuck with it. I know it's not real. Like, you know what's so funny? I my friend called me a hypocrite one time because I was like, oh, I don't like reality shows. They're so stupid. They're not real, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you watch ghost hunting videos. And I was like, shut up.
Well, I'd say it's kind of the same thing. I love reality TV. But I do know that it's all fake. I've done, like, many essays about that and stuff.
Well, yeah, and it's also kind of unfair because it's kind of our whole, what we've been doing for the last 4 years religiously.
Yeah.
Like, kind of not fair, but she was, like,
it's our major.
She was full on, like, no, it's real. She was specifically talking about Love Island, and she was like, is it real? And I was like, baby girl,
no,
no it's not. And, like, whatever, she got, like, And then she kind of switched up what she was saying, and, like, I don't know, we were also mm-hmm. under the influence, so, like, could have misunderstood each other, but regardless, it was funny, because she ended up calling me a hypocrite. She was like, every time I walk into your room, you're watching a ghost hunting video, and you're going to talk about how you're all high and mighty because you don't like Love Island, and I was like, damn, you're right, kind of.
I think there's a difference between, see, I watch it, again, knowing that it's all fake, but it kind of makes it more fun for me. I like thinking about it in two different ways, like, I'm absolutely obsessed with Drag Race. Like, that's my favorite show. And when I watch it, I can watch it and be like, oh my God, that girl is such a villain. But then I'm also thinking, well, I know that production made her. Yeah, like, of course they wrote that in. And a lot of it, too, isn't, like, it's not scripted, no, but it's just taking bits and pieces and mushing them together. They call it, I think, Frankensteining? Yeah, they Frankenstein it.
For sure, no, for sure. Like, obviously there is some sort of craftsmanship there, like, you obviously have to still mm-hmm. put it together into an episode that's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, my thing about reality TV is just, it's just so, like, I hate the way it sounds. I hate how hard they try and make it real, because everyone knows it's not. Just accept it, you know what I mean? Like, don't pretend it's real when we all know that it's not.
See, my thing is, everyone wants their moment when they're on reality TV. That's why they're gonna do the most to make it dramatic, make it, I don't want to say feel real, because no part of reality TV makes it feel real. It's not. But they do it in such a way that's like, I know this isn't real, but there's a lot of drama and it's really entertaining. And again,
And I'm not taking away from that for sure. I just don't, like, I don't even know. How did we even get to this conversation?
I don't know.
I just don't like reality TV. I find it annoying.
Mm-hmm, I hear you.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I love it. And
except for Love on the Spectrum.
Love on the Spectrum
don't,
is too
don't
good.
Play with me. I love
don't
that
play
show.
With me. Don't even play with me.
Okay, moving on to, I mean, from whatever that yap session. I don't even know how we got there. I wanted to talk about the whole Jays being in the World Series thing, mm-hmm. the whole culture of sports and stuff. And I don't know. I just had a couple questions. Like, first of all, do you care about any sports? Like, have you ever sat down and watched any game?
I have, but you know me. I'm not an avid sports person. I enjoy watching a game with people and stuff, like, as, like, just something to do. The only sport I really watch is UFC. Anything else I'm not too in touch with.
Okay. And sorry, if I'm not mistaken, you watched UFC. I almost said UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, like, a thing that, like, seemed fun. Like, you knew a lot of people that did it, and it's, like, a group thing every time it's on, mm-hmm. right? Like, because I remember, I feel like we were talking about that at some point.
Yeah,
because I think we were like, why is it always such a huge watch party?
Well, no, we were actually talking about this not a couple weeks ago, because I was saying that I'm envious of men, because men...
That's our conversation a lot.
Yeah, we're very envious of men. No, but I am, because when you're a man, most of your boys are there for the game, you know, especially with UFC. Like, the other day, my roommate's friend, he invited us all to go watch UFC at his house. Mind you, she told me late in the day, so it was literally over by the time she told me, fake.
Yeah.
I know, but they already had that plan set up. They were already gonna watch UFC when I was doing everything to figure out how I could watch it with them, because the girls weren't too interested. No one else was interested except for me, so.
Yeah. So my question kind of roots from just really seeing how much sports brings people together mm-hmm. in such a crazy way. Like, I feel like this is gonna sound, I don't know if this is gonna sound picky, but I feel like sports is one thing that no matter what happens, no matter what state the world in, no matter what, you know, developments to life or culture or whatever, mm-hmm. I feel like sports is the one thing that, like, brings people together. And, like, obviously not necessarily in a fantastic way. Like, there has been obviously many scandals in sports, but I think the whole just, like, simply watching sports brings people together, like, so crazy. Like, it's just it's such a crazy concept. Like, I have you noticed that the bars here, like, nightclub bars dancing, are putting tables out and, like, stopping music, stopping mic nights because the Jays game is on, like, on a Monday?
I was on Friday, went to the bar pub with my roommates, and it was not empty, it was full, but everybody had a booth and stuff.
And they're all wearing Jays shirts because it's also just a lot, too. Well, like, it is a big deal. Like, they are in the World Series. It is a big deal, and I get that. But it's just crazy, the immediate marketing and, you know, like, everything that comes with it. Like, even at my, I have a cottage in a very small town. Mm-hmm. They were marketing $2 beers, for the Jays game.
Well, even, dude, people are paying, like, $2,000 for these tickets. Like, It is absolutely an insane thing. It's from people I've never heard talk about sports in their life. I'm like, and you're trying to get a $2,000 ticket?
That is one of the craziest parts of it to me.
Yeah.
People, well, okay, I don't want to generalize, but everyone I know, like, I've been to Jays game. The only Jays games I've been to are because I saw that the tickets were, like, $80. So I was like, oh my god, they're so cheap. It's something fun to do. Let's go. That's the only time I hear people want to go. Like, other than avid baseball fans, people who just simply like going to sports games. Like, I go for Looney Dog Night.
Well, it's the same thing as, like, I know this is a lot bigger of a thing, but, like, the Super Bowl. I don't care about football.
See, football is different, though. Football has just gone huge. Huge, like, step up from what, like, there's always been a lot of, like, avid football fans. No. In college, in the U.S., college football has always been huge.
This is very true. Even high school football is pretty important in the U.S.
Yeah, but even baseball, you could say the same thing about baseball. Like, people have always loved the MLB, but I'm just, like, for the Jays specifically, like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of, and this might just be the people I surround myself with, but, like, I feel like the people I always usually talk to, are, like, they like football, or they like hockey, or they like soccer, or whatever. And I just feel like I've never seen so many people who, like you said, never talked about baseball before. Yeah. So, like, we need to watch it. We need to have 75 people here. We need to watch it. We need to go to this restaurant because they have this deal, and we have to get our Blue Jays shirts. And it was literally a prime example of it because I was like, hey, let's go to the Jays game, or let's go watch the Jays game at, like, whatever restaurant it was. And I said, oh, look, $5 pints if you're wearing a Blue Jays shirt.
Yeah.
Don't have a Blue Jays shirt.
Me neither. Like,
I don't know. And it also got me thinking about, like, how patriotic people end up being about their city. And, like, I know I was telling you this before, but I saw a TikTok a couple days ago, and it was a girl who very clearly moved cities. Like, I'm pretty sure she moved to the U.S. I could be wrong, but regardless, she moved out of Toronto. And the video is her just sitting in front of the camera, dead ass, just calling people out for not being patriotic about their city.
Really?
She was like, I live and breathe Toronto. And I'm pretty sure she was like,
I am Toronto.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she was wearing, like, a Jays hat or, like, a Leafs jersey or something like that. And she was just like, I live and breathe my city. You moved. And, like, it's just
clearly
interesting.
Clearly you don't like your city that much.
Yeah, and, like, she was just like, oh, how can you people, like, and her whole premise of the video was being, like, moving has really shown me that people don't really care about their city. And I'm like, but this just started because the Blue Jays went into the World Series. Now nobody cares about their city. It's crazy. Like, I don't know the effect that them getting into, like, good for them. Hell yeah. Bieber, hot man.
Bieber?
Have you seen him?
No.
Oh my God. Guys, sorry. I have to show her. He's so sexy. Ooh. And, like, even me, girls, I don't fuck with baseball guys. Like, not usually my thing.
We like this them guy, hockey boys.
Yeah. This guy, sexy man.
Let's hear it.
Okay, well, this is awkward. He looks hotter. Okay, he kind of looks like Riley Green.
Oh, now she's trying to justify it.
No, I'm trying to click on the picture, but it won't let me. Like, hot.
You know what's funny? I actually did see him the other day.
On the TV.
And I was like,
when everybody was watching for the first time in God knows how long.
And I was like, who is this bad boy?
And he's fine as hell.
He
is. He's super hot.
Even Wayne.
I also just, I don't know, like, the whole thing is just so interesting to me. Like, I love seeing the way people act, like, when these, when their teams make it places. Like, it's just so cool to see how it brings people together. Like, even though I'm like, oh, you don't even like the Jays, you only like them because of this. It is really cool to see how, like, it does bring people together.
Well, that's my thing about it. Like, I hate just, like, repeating myself, but yeah, I love the idea of getting together and watching a game. And I really liked how the Jays was bringing everyone together and doing that, because again, it doesn't happen in a female friend group a lot, but something like the Jays is so wide and, like, so the viewership's so broad that it's everybody. And same with the Super Bowl. When we went last year, we all hung out, we all had food, drinks and stuff, and watched the Super Bowl. I love things like that.
Yeah,
but see, I couldn't tell you what happened at the Super Bowl. I can't completely.
Oh, I don't understand football. It's interesting to me too, though, because, like, for example, my apartment, we don't, like, baseball we never really watched unless it was something like this, but, like, we usually watch the Leafs. We are all Italian, so whenever Italy's in the cup, we watch that too. We're very, like, go Italy, you know what I mean? So we have had, like, I remember, I think it was the Euro, some sort of cup, I don't remember which one it was, in first year. And one of my roommates came home to me and my other roommate, literally standing in front of the wall that we had her projector playing the soccer game. Mm-hmm. And we were just standing there with our hearts, with our hands on our hearts, just singing the Italian national anthem.
I just want everyone to know she just looked at me and did it. She just had her hand on her heart. She looked pretty patriotic there, I can't lie.
I was actually doing it for her. Yeah. Don't tell her. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where this conversation was really going, but I just, like, wanted to talk about how crazy it is that, like, something, I don't want to say small, because obviously it's huge, it's the World Series.
But in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it's just, like, it took one win. Bro, I was not watching before. No, now I've seen every one of their games. Like, I know they lost yesterday.
It has been talked about Saturday. In, like, every single one of my classes since this all started.
Like, and it's just, like, the Leafs, for example, like, everyone has always loved the Leafs, even though I like the Leafs too, but they do suck.
Sorry, Leafs.
Yeah, oh. Mitch Marner's hot, though. And Matthew Nyes, but anyways.
We're talking about a lot of attractive men in this podcast today.
Athletes are so hot. I can't. Well, anyway. Oh, yeah, because Joe, too.
Yeah, Joe.
He's the hottest because he's funny.
We love Joe.
No, but, like, it's interesting to see how it differs from baseball, because the Leafs, even though they suck, have always been, like, people have always been like, oh, Leafs game. I've always gone to Krabby Joe's for $5 pints.
Yeah.
Guys, get them. $5 Canadians. Mm-hmm. Anyway, like, that's always been a huge thing, even when they literally never win.
Yeah.
And everyone's always loved the Leafs, and, like, even the tailgates, like, when the games aren't in Toronto, people go, and, like, the tailgate tickets are free, and people love going to that. Like, that's always been a huge thing. But I think that's also just Canadian heritage, like, it's hockey at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, for I feel sure. Like that's a given that that's gonna be huge. But even, like, for example, the Raptors and the Jays, I feel like they've gotten a lot of buzz in the last couple years, and it's just really interesting to see how, like, I've seen their games and I don't give a shit about baseball. Like, sorry for anyone who likes baseball, I honestly just don't get it, and it's too long.
I think there's also, like, a sense of, like, community in it too. That's the big thing, like, sense of belonging. Like, as much as everyone has their own personal identity, you have the identity of where I am from, like, heritage and where you live. So I think it's a big thing. Like, you know how everyone is like, I'm proud to be Canadian. I'm like, you know, patriotic. Like,
yeah, it's so. Just, it's cool too, because, like, obviously, like, I think Canadians, especially in recent political times, have been very like, go Canada, we love Canada, I'm so happy to be Canadian, whatever. But I think a lot of that has always, always, always stemmed from sports.
Yeah.
And it's like, how would people feel about their, like, cities or countries or whatever without sports? I feel like they wouldn't really care.
I feel like there would be something to replace it, though. I feel like if it wasn't
but like what?
Sports,
what's not,
it would be like in the Hunger Games, how, like, Capital One is, like, making jewelry and stuff like that. It would be like that.
Okay, if it wasn't sports, what would you want it to be?
I mean, not the Hunger Games.
Yeah, no, I'll pass on that one. Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I feel like we also have, like, other cultures have other things, like, the way they dress, like, traditional wear, like, stuff like that. It's, like, different things that signify this is where I belong and this is where I'm from. Like, we have more than just sports, too. You get some poutine, that's Canadian right there, you know?
Yeah, for sure, but I don't know, because I also find it, like, it's not always where people are from, the team they support, though. Like, you also have to think about that. Sorry, guys, technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
No, I just wanted to say, though, like, it's not always where people are from. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people who their favorite team is nothing. Like, they're, like, American, and their favorite team is Canadian or vice versa, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting, like, it's yeah, like, patriotic and, like, whatever. Like, I like the Leafs because they're from Toronto. Like, I don't know, I don't really care that much about hockey, but, like, I'll watch the Leafs play.
Yeah,
but I don't care enough to have a different team for, like, this player is so good. And
yeah, see, it's hard for me to put too much input on it, because, again, I'm not a crazy sports fan, but that's why I'm trying to relate it to other things, like, not to sound diva, but Drag Race, you know? Like, I'm very for, like, I'll be like, oh, I love this queen, and I'm rooting for her up until the end. I think it's just, like, when people have their interests, you feel very passionate about something.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I definitely see other things that have mm-hmm. that kind of passion, but I'm just, like, my whole point, I guess, is that sports, like, a lot of the times, it doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you are, you know? If you like the same team as the person next to you, you're automatically friends, especially in, like, a setting in which there's a game on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just automatically in with the group. And I feel like with other things, like, small, like, for example, Drag Race, like, mm-hmm. it's kind of not fair to compare it to, not, I don't want to say not fair, but it's kind of, I feel like it doesn't do it justice if you compare it to something like that, because that's in the whole grand scheme of things compared to sports. Drag Race is minuscule.
Well, for sure.
You know what I mean?
But that's just because there's a way bigger following of sports and stuff. I think that's just saying, because that's generationally sports has been this huge, huge thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I just always have found it very interesting how, like, no matter what, like, and obviously there's been so many sports scandals too, mm-hmm. but sports for some reason is one thing that's population just keeps growing and growing and growing. I've never seen sports be not important to, like, so many people.
I guess it's a way to, like, I don't want to compare it to being political, but it's a way to be political in not such a serious way. Like, when you have your, like, sports teams that you like, you have your opinions on it, you know, you have your beliefs, and, like, especially when you meet somebody who is a fan of, like, your enemy team, that's immediately your enemy and stuff like that. Like,
well, I was also going to say, too, sorry, this is, like, kind of has to do with it, but I was also going to say, how much of it do you think is just because betting has become a thing recently?
That, like, is a very, very good question that I've never thought of.
Right? And I have, like, I don't know, an example that happened literally on the weekend. I had a friend who didn't really care about baseball and, like, yeah, like, super, like, Toronto, whatever. But not enough to, like, be watching the game and looking at the stats every 10 seconds, you know what I mean? And then I said to him, I was like, why do you care so much? Like, they're in the World Series, but, like, there's got to be something more than that.
Yeah.
And it's because they were betting.
Yeah, that makes... Well,
so I wonder how much of it is because they're betting.
That's probably actually, like, a good part of it that I never thought about that. Kudos to you.
Thanks, Payne. But, it's because I bet.
See, I've never bet on sports or anything like that. Maybe once, and it was, like, my sister being like, what do you want to bet on? And I was like, I don't know. Here's $5. Throw it somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. But it's a really good point, because my sister, she loves hockey. She loves the Leafs. She'll watch, like, every game. But she has been such an avid fan since she started betting on it. Now it is, like, because that's your money at stake. You're sitting down and you're watching the results. You don't want to look up after if you lost your money. No, you want to see in the moment if you did or not.
Yeah, and I feel like it also has come out, like, my opinion on betting is, like, it's kind of all over the place, like, but that's a conversation for a different time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that one of the perks of betting is, like, obviously you bet, like, when you make parlays and stuff, you're not betting, it's not like you're just simply betting on who's gonna win, you know what I mean? Like, you're betting on a player to get a certain amount of points,
specific things,
a certain amount of, like, shots on net or whatever. And it's just, I don't know, I think a plus to betting is people actually pay attention to the individual players. Like, I think they're getting recognition that I feel like they deserve more than just, like, the whole, okay, your team won.
I get what,
like,
you mean. There's a lot of eyes on not one person, but individually, there's a lot of eyes on them.
They're people. You know what I mean?
They're,
like,
people.
I don't know. Like, I feel like...
Us with JoJo Siwa.
For real. I feel like a lot of time, and I'm guilty of it too, if, like, I don't know, like, the Maple Leafs are just the Maple Leafs. Like, individually, I know, like, 4 players, and I only know their names because they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, well, good for them. Like, at least people who are betting care about them.
No, it's true. You actually have to, and it's not like you can just watch one game and bet on that one game. Like, you got to kind of see their patterns stuff like that.
Yeah,
you got to get
to
know their player type.
And,
like,
it's also, too, like, then that ties in. I think the same people who like sports because they bet on sports are also the same people who care that much about sports because they have fantasy leagues.
Yeah, that's a big thing,
which also makes you pay a lot of attention to a player
individually. Dude, I couldn't tell you how a fantasy league works. I know they pick, like, different people from... Is it from different teams? And they kind of make their own, like... No?
No idea.
Okay,
honestly,
well,
I do know, though, my
whole
point... We're
going to look up what fantasy sports actually
is. Oh, God, this
is going to
be like when we ChatGPT'd football for dummies on the Super Bowl. We still don't know how it works. But I know that it still does cause individual attention to certain players.
Yeah,
so I feel
like,
I don't know, like, good for them.
Well,
like,
again, they have to see their stats. They have to watch, like, their performance, you know, see the patterns that they have.
So that's fantasy, like, I don't sports. Know, shout out. Like, I'm so proud of them for being in parlays.
Good job, guys.
God.
Fantasy sports work by having participants create virtual teams of real professional athletes who compete against each other based on their statistical performance in actual games.
Oh, okay, sorry. Lied. I do. Okay, yeah. I didn't. I needed it explained, but I get it.
No, yeah.
Because there's a lot of jokes where, because a lot of
guys I know in their friend groups, they'll do, like, they'll have a punishment for whoever loses fantasy. Mm-hmm. So they'll, like I said, super, super pay attention to the games mm-hmm. because they have bets on that small person.
So are there bets in fantasy ones? Like, again, like you said, like the, they're going to do this however many times, like, blah, blah,
I'm
blah.
Assuming it's something like that because I think them just winning, like, wouldn't be as entertaining.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like I'll hear my brother always be like, oh, like, this guy's fantasy is mm-hmm. losing. He's going to have to go do the naked mile or something. So it's just
not
like...
Not the naked
mile. I don't know why. It's the first thing I thought of. I'm an alcoholic.
We should do fantasy sports, but knowing nothing about the, like... We should just have, like, names in a hat and, like...
I wanted to do that. I asked my brother if I could be in on it, and he said no, because, like, if I won, they would be so cheesed. And I was like, okay, that's fair.
That's
like,
fair, because they actually care about it a lot.
Because they care about it.
But it seems like a fun thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see... This is, guys,
should we make a fantasy team?
This sounds really bad, but this is why we're envious of men.
We're really envious of men.
What girl do you know who has a fantasy league?
I know.
I don't know any. Except for us in a week.
I know. Except for us tonight.
Wait for it.
We're going to win.
Sorry, I was just going to say, too, complete side, not side note, but, like, doesn't have to do. It's not important.
Mm-hmm.
I literally, before we came to film this today, I was checking when the Jays game started.
I didn't even realize there was another one today until I went on Instagram, and it was like, you want to come to the bar and watch the Jays game.
You know, it's funny. I was going to ask if you wanted to go to the bar to watch the Jays.
We're going to the bar to watch the Jays game, guys.
Hey. Anyways, I don't know. That was my little sport rant. I just thought that I was thinking that to myself all weekend. I was apart from Serena, and I really was excited to be able to be like, so, what do you think about this?
Yeah, when we're apart, we have a lot to discuss, even for like a day.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking on the misconception of women not caring about sports, we'll talk about what people are calling the Super Bowl for women, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. So I know we both said that we did not watch the whole fashion show, but we do have some notes to talk about.
It's actually the first year I've never seen it.
Really? You watch it every year?
Yeah, I love it. Oh my God. But also, it makes me sad watching it because then I get sad that I don't look like that.
You know what? That actually ties us perfectly into what we're going to talk about.
That's true, actually.
So, Quinlan Blackwell, she's a TikTok creator and model. So, she was put in the 2025 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, and it sparked a little bit of online debate. Thing number one, people are a little upset that now, instead of using, like, supermodels, they're using influencers. Mind you, Quinlan is a gorgeous, gorgeous girl.
She is a baddie.
But she is also 5'3". And I saw a lot of people talking in the comments about how, like, they kind of understand why there are these rules on supermodels and stuff. Like, why you have to be over 5'9", and stuff like that. Because thing number one, she did look a little squished on the runway. She did look small, even though she was wearing heels and stuff. And they didn't do her justice. Did you see her outfit?
No, I didn't. I didn't see anybody, so.
Let me just quickly show you her outfit. Okay, so this is her vlog, I'm pretty sure.
Let's go. She's a baddie.
She is a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. Look at what they put her in.
Wait, I can't really see that well.
Okay, so first of all, we'll start with, like, the top. So you notice how she has, like, the pink bikini on, but then the black bra underneath that's completely shown.
Yeah, I thought that was just what it looked like.
No. So that's, like, them trying to keep it a tiny bit modest, because she does have, like, fuller features.
Yeah.
So in as much as they're pretty much naked on a Victoria's Secret runway, they still want to keep it good enough for TV and stuff like that. But people have a lot of issues with this, because not only did they make it, like, bright black and, like, not make it her skin tone so it could hide a bit, wait till you see the wings that they put this girl in. Look at those tiny, tiny wings. You can't even see them on her.
I literally can't see them.
And, like, I think this was just a good example of, like, again, she is a gorgeous girl. But great example of, like, why you can't just put influencers in any part of the media. It's like, if you have enough following, they'll put you somewhere.
Yeah, I honestly, I hate the whole influencer thing, but I feel like we talked about this last time.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. I just, like, what are you really doing?
See, I think she's actually a very positive influencer. She's very, like, she doesn't care about how she looks that much, which sounds weird because she's a model, but, like, she's very funny, very, like...
Okay, but I do want to say, though, what's your take on, like, because supermodels, like, obviously, yeah, like, they're all conventionally, they're skinny girls, mm-hmm. they're not very, like, they are... like Mm-hmm. Their faces are definitely interesting looking. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole, like, being a model thing.
Yeah.
But they do, like, have to work hard to look. They don't just look like that. You know what I mean? So I don't, and, like, I don't know, like, what's your take on, because has anyone said that, oh, like, she, because she obviously isn't built like all the other Victoria. Doesn't mean she's not gorgeous. She's just not built like all the other Victoria's Secret models that you usually see. What's your, like, has anyone said anything about that? Because, like,
well, yeah, that's why I immediately started with saying her height and stuff, because that was a big, really big one.
Well, that's not something they can control.
I know it's not something that they can control, but it is, like, the look of it. Like, as much as she, like, obviously she's in very, very good shape, Quinn. As much as she's in very good shape and can do the most that she could, it's, like, not that I'm saying that she doesn't fit in the model category. It's just, like, with a Victoria's Secret runway, that is a very, very professional runway. It is a huge thing, as you know.
Yeah.
And so I do think it's okay a little bit to have people who are, like, it's kind of out of reach to look like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, too, like, this also, you know, you could say for either side. Like, mm-hmm. oh, well, that doesn't give women who don't look like that an outlet. But it also, like, them looking like that gives women who do look like that an outlet. They're very tall most of the time. Mm-hmm. They're very, very tall. Like, mm-hmm. which it's fair to say that it's a general thing that most men don't want tall women.
Yeah.
Most men don't want women that are that skinny. Like, and okay, obviously not like what men want, but, mm-hmm. you know, like it is like, it is, like, what I'm trying to say is it gives them a platform, too. I feel for like, sure. And I feel like that kind of, I don't know, like, obviously the whole only skinny, tall, blonde women being models is not, like, ideal. But then again, where else are they going to go?
No, for sure. And I also have to say that, like, a lot of these models, too, aren't, like, I want to say not the most conventionally attractive people. Like, models people. Like, have they to be, have like, for lack unique of a, faces.
Yeah, I was going to say, for lack of a better term, they're weird looking.
They and are that's a bit,
like,
yeah.
And that's their outlet. And, like, this girl that we're talking about right now, she's just a baddie.
That's the thing.
Like, I don't find her weird looking at all.
No, I know. That's why there was a lot of, I even saw something the other day. A girl from my work in the summer, she posted it on Instagram. Like, it was a pretty aggressive post. I didn't love it. But, like, I got the message behind it. It was like basically her saying, no, I don't want to see girls that look like me on that runway. I want to see things that I could saw somebody never, say that. Ever reach. And, like, it is a little bit of, like, again, I do think models in the world should, it should be very accommodating. It should be from size one to plus sizes and stuff like that. But I do think, again, the Victoria's Secret runway is a special kind of event and a special kind of show.
Yeah, and it's also just, like, it's like, okay, I don't want to say historical, but like
I was gonna say traditional. So, it's a very traditional. Well, it's like the Playboy. You're not gonna put like different kind. You know the kind of women that go on Playboy. You know you're not gonna spice that up the most
for sure. But I do think an example like Playboy is a little different though because they do have like more like different from each other looking women than like the fashion show would
for sure.
But I get what you're saying. Like I do get what you mean.
Yeah,
I think. I don't know, the whole, going back to just, like, set aside, regardless of the way she looks, of who looks, like, what, whatever, not important, her just being an influencer, like, if that's the only reason she was invited to walk the runway, that's crazy to me.
Well, see, that's my big point here, I think, as well, that, like, so many influencers are getting these huge opportunities, which, again, they did work for those opportunities. They're there for a reason. It's not like she was like, you put me in the Victoria's Secret runway now or I die,
yeah, like,
you know?
What did she do?
But see, that's the thing. And I feel like maybe we should be putting them in different kinds of spotlights and making them focus on different kinds of things that could maybe help the world, you know?
Yeah, and like that's what I'm saying too. That goes back to my whole like models don't just look like that. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Like they'd obviously I don't care who you are. It takes a bit. It takes dedication and like what's the word? I don't remember the word, but it takes like effort to look like that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's, I don't know when, I feel like it, my take on it, which is just my opinion, but I think that putting an influencer in this just for the sake of them being an influencer takes away from the work that the models actually do to like be in that position.
I 1,000,000% agree. And like, I think that's like my kind of whole point on this. Like, these girls went from like modeling agency to modeling agency to modeling agency and work so hard to eventually get their, probably, I don't want to say their biggest dream, but I can't, like, as a model, be on a Victoria's Secret runway is
probably
a,
like,
yeah, you have huge,
it's the female Super Bowl.
It is the female Super Bowl. Yeah, it is a huge, huge accomplishment. So it is kind of like, what did Quinn really do for that? Again, yeah, a gorgeous girl, but she didn't go through the years of rigorous auditioning and probably horrible feedback until...
I was going to say, can you imagine how traumatizing that would be?
Oh, for sure. I've seen, like, obviously I don't know how it actually is. I've never done, like, a model audition, but, like, I see the videos, and they'll straight up be like, no, your legs are too fat. No, your face is too fat. Like,
yeah,
stuff like that.
And then they're literally, like, not even...
And they're literally
skinny. I
wouldn't
even put that word in the realm of their existence.
I know,
yeah.
But it's just, like, they say stuff like that, so it's, like, it's kind of skip the line. It's not my favorite. Again, I do think that she has a good platform, and I think she puts out some positive things, especially just... I think she's a good example for women, for sure, but... I don't think influencers should be taking on jobs
either.
That are not for them.
Well, I even see, too, like, there was a whole thing, I don't know the exact details, but I know there's a couple influencers in the Sports Illustrated runway walk show, something, I don't remember what it was. And I don't know, like, even that sparked the same kind of conversation, too. Like, it was, like, I don't remember what the influencers were, but they were just in Sports Illustrated, and everybody, like, that got completely different backlash. Like, that was like, oh, my God, I can't believe... these, like, normal girls are in these things, like, walking runways, like, normal women. They kept being, like, normal women. What is normal about an influencer?
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about, right? Put me in the show.
I am a normal
woman.
Put
me in, coach.
Yeah.
That would actually be so, I would trip.
No, I completely agree. Like, it's hard to refer to, like, and that's the thing about Quinn. A lot of people who are fighting against her backlash, not her backlash, but, like, just people disagreeing with her being on the runway, a lot of her fans are being like, you know, while it's nice to see someone who doesn't have these crazy expectations and blah, 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 blah. First of all, yes, she does. Have you seen her? Oh,
yeah,
my,
like,
God.
Nobody looks like that. What
nobody
do you mean?
Looks like that. Second of all, like, it's just like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like, let it go. That's not a normal, it's not a body like yours. Exactly. That's my point. It's not, they're trying to put her in this category of being like every other girl. And unfortunately, she's not. She has millions and millions of fans. She's not like every other girl.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I feel like nobody can show what it's like to be every other girl unless you are every other girl.
Yeah, no.
Like, only we get it for real.
Only we get it for real. And probably everyone listening to this.
Yeah. No, no, no.
All right, guys. I think that ends our conversation. Let's recap everything we went through today. What did we talk about? The Joe Santagato allegations, still wild.
Yep.
Sam Pepper incident, also still wild.
Yep.
Sam and Colby, less wild now
My
that we
kings.
Talked about it. and oh yeah, Jay's being patriotic. That was a big one.
Just sports in general.
Catch us in fantasy games next week.
Guys, when I win, okay, I'm going to win, and then you have to do something. Well, we should make a punishment for each other. I'm going to make you do something stupid.
Like what?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Ask me next episode.
Okay, next episode, we'll be here with you with our punishment.
Yes.
And the Quinn Blackwell. Well, I think that wraps up everything for us today.
I think we yapped too much.
Yeah, I think we... Sorry for yapping too much, guys. It will probably happen next episode.
Probably happen every episode.
Yep. Well, anyways, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a lovely evening.
We're going to go catch the game.
Let's go catch a Jays game.